contact tracing is kind of like the stuff of whodunit mystery stories.
So it's about doing that investigative work. You almost feel like Sherlock Holmes in a way.
Until recently, Angel Algarin was a contact tracer for the Broward County Department of Health, helping gather clues that piece together the story of coronavirus spread. Algarin is also getting his doctorate in epidemiology at Florida International University.
And when you have like a birthday party, then that's when we start talking about like outbreak management, and we start identifying from the other potential cases. We can ask, hey, do you know of anybody else that might have been at this party? So then that way we can then follow up with all of those people.
Tracking down those transmission routes is a classic public health technique, not new to COVID-19. It's done all the time, all over the world, for all kinds of contagious diseases, HIV, hepatitis. The goal is to protect people from getting sick. Contact tracing is based on the idea that someone who's sick will infect a certain number of other people. According to the World Health Organization, it's likely 2 or 3 in the case of the coronavirus. In Florida, if you test positive for COVID-19, you're likely to get a call that sounds something like this.
Hello, my name is Angel Algarin, and I'm calling from the Florida Department of Health. You know, is this person here? If they say, yes, this is me. Hi, yes, I'm just calling to ask you if you'd received your results.
Contact tracers ask several detailed questions that help them figure out the likelihood that you infected someone else.
When those symptoms happened or occurred, we ask them about when they last traveled. We ask about some conditions that they may have. It might suggest that they may be immunocompromised.
We walk through what the symptoms of concern are, what people need to be on the lookout for.
Caitlin Wolf is another contact tracer for the Polk County Department of Health and an epidemiology doctoral student at the University of South Florida.
I share my house with my husband and my son. If I come down with this virus, if I am a confirmed case, my husband and my son would need to be followed from 14 days where they last had contact with me to see if they come down with the virus.
According to the CDC, coronavirus incubates for 2 weeks or so.
If I'm the original case and my husband is being monitored, you know, let's say 8 days later he tests positive, ideally we would have been hunkering down, so we would not have any close contacts outside of the house. But, you know, let's say he had made a grocery store run 2 days before he started feeling sick and had come into contact with a cashier there, you know, they would want to be doing a case investigation of my husband at that point to then monitor his close contacts so that we can interrupt these chains of transmission.
Wolf is a veteran tracer. In 2015, she was part of the World Health Organization's Ebola response team in Liberia. Contact tracing was crucial in stopping that outbreak.
Really, anytime that you have diseases like that that can move easily from person to person, contact tracing comes into play. You need to make sure that you have enough people to make all the phone calls that need to be made. You know, epidemics don't take a day off.
The Florida Department of Health says it's working on expanding the number of contact tracers. The agency recently hired a third-party call center to add more people. In the coming weeks, the state is expected to have around 2,000 contact tracers. To respond to the outbreak, Florida would need about 3 times that, according to a baseline estimate by the National Association of City and County Health Officials. What do you think about that recommendation? I mean, isn't that concerning?
No, it's not, actually.
Dr. Shamariel Robertson is the agency's deputy director.
And as we reopen, we have a very comprehensive plan, including hiring additional employees. So we have the ability to bring these people on in as short as less than 24 hours and get them trained. We can move contact tracers across the state to target the areas of need. So we'll watch the numbers, and based on the cases we have, we'll make changes accordingly.
Contact tracing goes beyond restarting the economy. Increasing those efforts helps communities prepare for an expected second wave of the virus this fall. I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.